Now, moving to cluster headache. Cluster headache is fairly uncommon type of headache. However, it's commonly asked about, and it has some unique features. So we need to be familiar with this headache, also because it has certain treatments that we need to use for this headache. Otherwise, the general pain medications are not commonly effective. Cluster headache is significantly more common in males than in females, and this is an important feature when we compare cluster headache to paroxysmal hemicrania headache, because paroxysmal hemicrania headache is more common in female. They're both part of what we refer to as a trigeminal autonomic cephalgia. They both share the same autonomic features. The most important and unique feature of headache of cluster headache that we should be aware of is the duration. The duration will make will be the most reliable feature to make a diagnosis. The headache usually would last anywhere between half hour to a maximum of 3 hours. Never would last more than that. It will have relatively abrupt onset. It becomes severe fairly quickly, but certainly not within a minute, which is usually the definition for thunderclap headache. So it is not a thunderclap headache. The headache is usually extremely severe. It's very intense, and would last half hour, 1 hour, on average an hour to an hour and a half, and then the headache will resolve on its own spontaneously, even if it's untreated. That would be considered an attack. It's also very important to keep in mind that what we refer to as a cluster, it means that the patient is having an attack every day, or sometimes every other day, for a period of time. For example, every day for a couple of weeks, or every day to every other day for a month, and then the headache will stop on its own. And this will be followed by a headache-free period, which could be a few weeks, few months, or even several years. Some people will have a cluster of their headache lasting about a month every other year, for example. During the same day, in each day, the patient typically will have one attack. However, having more than one attack is not, you know, impossible. We do see that. But what's extremely uncommon is if the patient's having many attacks in one day. So it will be anywhere between 1 to 5 attacks in one day. And as I said, commonly it will be one only, if maybe one or two. This is a big difference from paroxysmal hemicrania, where we're going to review it in the next slide. The headache is strictly unilateral. So just like when we talked about migraine headache, we said migraine headache is unilateral. However, it does not have to be. With cluster headache, it's almost always unilateral. If the headache is bilateral, that would be a point that would argue against the diagnosis. Usually, it's a periorbital pain. The autonomic features are a key for diagnosis. Things like conjunctival injection or redness in the eye, tearing from the eye, edema in the eyelid, congestion in the nose or runny nose, a swelling or flushing in the forehead, and Horner's syndrome. The autonomic features are typically also ipsilateral, so on the same side of the severe pain. Also, another common feature is the sense of restlessness or agitation, which is not common in migraine headache. One important thing to also keep in mind, when we refer to, when we say cluster, sometimes patients unintentionally they may describe what they call a cluster, and that may mislead us to a diagnosis of a cluster headache. If someone is having a migraine attack started today and lasted almost half day until they took their medication worked, and then finally the headache is better, they woke up next day with another migraine attack, and again lasted several hours, they took their medication, they felt better, and on the third day they woke up with the same headache, and they took medication and that worked, and finally no more headaches. When they will describe what they had, they would say, "Oh, I had a cluster of headache." That means like a headache on a daily basis for several days in a row. That is very different from what we mean by cluster headache. The cluster here is referring to this extremely severe, strictly unilateral, periorbital headache with autonomic features lasting certainly less than 3 hours. That happens on a daily basis, and even commonly, the timing of the cluster headache will be almost exactly the same every single day that the headache happens until the cluster is over.